In Mexico this weekend, families celebrate the Day of the Dead. It's a festive holiday. Relatives pay tribute to loved ones who've died with grand floral-filled memorials in their homes and at cemeteries and gravesites. But in the southern state of Guerrero, the mood is decidedly different. Authorities there are still searching for 43 students abducted last month by corrupt cops working for drug traffickers and crooked politicians. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports in the town of Iguala, it's left many with little to celebrate.
68-year-old Maria de Jesus Rodriguez slowly sweeps the patio in front of Iguala City Hall. She says she was told just to keep the courtyard clean, but to leave the blackened rubbish and broken glass littering the steps of the municipal building. Last week, protesters, angry over the disappearance of the 43 students, vandalized it. It's an ugly reminder of what is happening in Iguala, she says. Usually by this time, residents fill Iguala's main plaza with fake tombs covered with bright orange marigolds and favorite candies and foods enjoyed by their loved ones. This year, there are only three large black crosses leaning against the front steps of the blackened city hall. Wilted flowers drape over the arms of the crosses. Napoleon Hernandez has been camping out in protest with other members of a local community policing team on the plaza. He says, sadly, this year, there just aren't enough candles to light for all the dead in Iguala. He's not only referring to the 43 students who were attacked and kidnapped by local police on September 26th, but also the dozens of other bodies that have turned up in clandestine graves found in the area during the search for the students. As many as 30 bodies have been uncovered, but none, according to officials, are those of the students. Hernandez says the hills around Iguala are littered with graves.
Me interesa encontrarla viva o muerta.
42-year-old Lino Ponce Gonzalez has also joined the informal search for the students. He says he can relate to the pain that families are going through now. His younger sister was kidnapped last year. He says, dead or alive, he just wants to find her. Authorities have arrested 56 people in the case, which has highlighted the corruption and violence in rural Mexico and has become a huge headache for President Enrique Peña Nieto. He doesn't often publicly address the drug trafficking problems still prevalent in the country. The fate of the 43 students is on everyone's minds, especially as families prepare to celebrate Day of the Dead this weekend. Alicia Mejia Ortiz has come to Iguala's municipal cemetery with two friends who are getting their family's plot ready for the Sunday celebration.
Yo al menos sí pido por ellos.
Mejia says she will pray for the students on Day of the Dead and for peace, too. Her friends clean the family's crypt, dust off a bunch of bright yellow plastic lilies, and polish the tall statue of Jesus inside the glass-encased headstone. Mejia says this year, Day of the Dead feels different.
Pero pues uno tiene que seguir también con sus tradiciones.
But she says one has to continue on with our traditions. I'm sure the families of the disappeared students are trying to do the same, she says. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Iguala, Guerrero.